It was his hat, Mr. Krabs. He was number one. Welcome to the Sunday Movie Marathon.
Woo!
I'm Mr. Krabs.
I'm Pearl.
Sorry.
It's Halloween. Baby, we're doing Halloween again. All month long. Horror for the Halloween month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Halloween all month, baby.
Like we always do on October month. It's all going to be horror. Maybe a couple of extra episodes in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting times.
Exciting times. Maybe a few guests in the offing. Who knows? Stay tuned. But it's just us, the OG three.
The OG,
for today.
The OG two plus me.
The OG two plus me. Yeah,
that's what we call.
That's what they call us in the podcast realm.
That's what they do.
They call us on Spotify.com.org. How have we been? It's not October yet, as we're recording. But
do you know what? I keep thinking it is because
it might as well be.
Like
It keeps fucking me up because we keep talking about like all these Halloween things and that. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's October already. And I'm like, shit.
We keep talking about Halloween things. What have we been talking about? The Halloween things.
Well, October things, I suppose.
Oh, right.
It's throwing me off my game.
Yeah. It's almost over the old summer. I would say it is over, but it's still fucking hot.
Yeah, I was walking to the gym today. And I can't believe how fucking sweaty I was.
Horrible.
And it's like muggy. It's really weird because it's windy, but I'm still sweating.
September was hotter than most of the actual summer.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah. That's so true.
Not that it makes much of a difference to me. We're just like working still.
Yeah.
I wish we had like a summer holiday, like back in the day when we were kids. We'd go out on our bike, take in that summer sun, that summer air. Oh, man.
See, I guess I got to enjoy it a little bit.
That night.
Oh, don't you stare. I enjoyed the summer.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Honestly, don't even remember what happened. I guess it is over now. I have no idea what happened. I did nothing.
Yeah, Darcy went to a lot of festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lucky I got to enjoy the sun and stuff. So, well, yeah, you can't have to, take it with a grain of salt because, I was living in the back of a truck and a tent for like 4 months straight, but...
Yeah, but...
But yeah, yeah. The trade-off isn't that bad. Like, you get to be out in the sun and...
Yeah, you get to go to a lot of festivals.
Yeah, it's quite fun.
We went to a festival. That was like probably the highlight of the summer. That's the only thing I can remember. That's why I call it the highlight.
Yeah.
Oh, what, the one
when we went to Victoria's?
Oh, God. I hated Victoria so much.
Yeah, well, you were working it.
But it was also the last festival of the circuit. And when you've been doing it for 4 months on the trot and you did them back to back, we were like, never again. We only had 2 days break in between the one before and Victoria's.
Mm.
So we were like over it. Like everyone was just, the morale was like through the ground. Like no one wanted to do anything.
No. I mean, it was nicer to like live next to it.
Oh yeah, walking to work was great.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's nice.
Mm.
Sort of. I stayed at yours one night because there was a party in my place. That was annoying. Just like, because when you're like at a festival all day, all you want to do like go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, sleep in your own bed.
But I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like so many people at my place having a party, and then I like crawled out of my window with a bag.
That is actually
all I had to my name was my fucking bag.
That is actually what those 4 months were like, though.
Yeah.
Like imagine you're in your room, and there are people in the living room having a massive party all night. That is what the festival circuit was at night. You were just in your room, in your tent, trying to go to sleep, and all you can hear are other people having fun.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like for 4 months.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade it. I would do it again, but...
And you probably will.
I probably will, yeah.
Same thing next year, yeah. I've already got my ticket.
Start in Glastonbury. Let's go. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom.
I think though I was like invited, like, oh, come on and party with us. And I was like, all right, I'll see you for a bit. And I was like, no, I can't do this. Sat in the corner fucking eating biscuits. I'm like, I just can't. I cannot take this. So I went into my room, packed a bag, and like you guys were like, you offered me a bed and I was like, fine, I'll do that. And then I jumped out of my own window so I didn't have to explain to everyone why I was leaving.
Yeah, I got to admit, that would be the worst part is like not even being comfortable enough to actually just go out my own front door. I have to fucking climb out a window.
It's very uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
Nobody asked me where I went.
Just thought you went to sleep.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but even in the morning.
And what, when you returned?
Yeah.
Oh, they see you just come back. Oh, I was going to say, yeah, could you imagine?
So someone
just,
must be like, oh, Max is quiet.
They probably just thought you were asleep. Mm. They must have. There's no other way they would have been like, oh, I reckon he's climbed out the window and gone to stay with Chris and Darcy.
Yeah. It's not completely out of the realms of possibility.
No, it's just not what the first thought would be.
No, I guess so.
No. Although, now that it's happened, that's definitely the first thing I'm going to think of. If Max is really quiet one night and he just doesn't appear for a long time, I'd be like, he's climbed out the window now. He's gone somewhere.
I feel like I like to cultivate that sort of aura. I go into my room and it's like 50-50 chance I'm even there half an hour in.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You might never return.
It's going to happen during a marathon one day.
If it was going to happen, really, it was going to be the last
really
one.
Sucked. Yeah, I could have done that with the Fast and Furious movies.
I was waiting for one of you to like just not return. I was kind of hoping for it, so then I could have left as well.
I've left my own home to leave those movies behind.
I would have.
I'm pretty sure I left my body at one point. Does that count?
You left your body?
Yeah.
You lost your body?
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good movie. Anyway.
Ugh. What are we talking
Festival
about?
Circuit's all done.
Yeah.
And the summer is gone forever.
But Christmas circuit begins next
Christmas
month. No, it's the month
one
after.
Begins.
November, yeah. It begins. And then all I hear is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You for 2 months straight. So that should also be another fun experience.
Yeah.
It's going to be awful.
We watched an episode of Glee where they did that song the other day. That was an experience.
Yeah, it was too early to listen to it.
It would be.
Yeah, as soon as like the Christmas episode came on, Darcy was like, do we really have to watch this episode?
It's because I know that my life is going to be like invaded by it really soon, and I'm like, I don't want it yet.
I like a bit of Christmas music in the season when it comes to it.
Yeah, December 1st. But
I don't really.
No.
I don't know. That's
right. It gets me in the mood. Song. I like Christmas a lot. So I'm like, yeah. Christmas music. That comes with the territory.
I think the anticipation's a bit like, so basically the build up to the day is so much more enjoyable than the actual day, because the actual day is always really boring.
Oh, really?
I think so, because you don't really...
I just get really drunk.
You don't really do it for... Yeah. I don't get drunk on Christmas Day. Maybe I should. Maybe it'd be more enjoyable, but...
Yeah, you probably should. Mm. It's all right for me. Yeah, I don't know, because I think it's like more interesting now, because like, I don't see my family a lot. It's
see,
nice
that's
to
one
like,
thing
see
I do
them
like.
Get drunk a lot. So.
And I go back really late nowadays, so I think last year I went back on like the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back quite late now. So Christmas is a bit more enjoyable because I haven't been there for like 2 or 3 weeks straight at that point. I'm just like, oh, with my family again. Now it's like, ooh, get to spend time with my family. Woohoo.
Anyway, enough about Christmas and seeing your loved ones.
Oh, no. Yeah. What's going on?
We're all about the opposite of that. Halloween and not seeing your loved ones. And
having
a big fucking raver. Like we're probably maybe going to do. Who knows? I mean, something's going to happen. I just hope it doesn't happen too much in my own home.
Mm.
Like, but you know, I've never thrown a Halloween party, but now I will.
On your co-host's birthday.
Yeah, on your birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to have a pumpkin cake.
Everyone will be there just for you.
I bet.
They all know. They all
know.
It's not really a Halloween party. It's a Darcy party.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be there with masks of your face.
Do you know what? I wouldn't even be surprised if I got there and one of you guys had like printed out like fucking horrific like pictures or something and stuck them around the fucking
different,
flat.
Different
I
faces
would not
of
be
you.
Surprised. No, Chris would do it actually. He'll probably print them at work or something and then get there and start putting them on like the little lollipop stick, shoving them around the flat.
Yeah, maybe.
I can imagine he's a meme lord. I can imagine him doing it.
Giving him ideas. Mm. He didn't have that idea before you told him.
No.
Now look where we are. We're on the episode of the Sunday Movie Marathon where we talk about horror movies and we watch some horror movies. It was a free-for-all horror episode and we do our free-for-all horror episode every October. And the movies this week shall be House on Haunted Hill, Mad God, and Urban Legend. Chris picked the first one. Tell us all about what that was about.
So my pick was William Castle's 1959 movie House on Haunted Hill. Hadn't watched this before. It's kind of like a classic name, I feel like. So I thought
I'd say it would
be a good one to pick.
Mm-hmm.
The film's about a man played by Vincent Price.
A man!
Yeah.
I think he's like a millionaire or he's really rich. He offers a bunch of strangers $10,000 if they can stay the night in a house. A creepy house where there might be ghosts afoot or something like that.
Yeah. $10,000 dues. That's That's mad money, bruv. But not in today's standards. Now we'd ask for a million kajillion. Yeah.
That's like what happens in the remake. In the remake, it's a million.
Yeah. Give us your biggest billion, Elon, is what we would say.
I feel like this premise has been like done in like every show and stuff now. It's like the go-to like parody thing for like a Halloween episode, I feel like.
Yeah. Spend the night in a haunted house. They did it in The Simpsons.
I think it's a fair trade-off.
And they did it in this.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
I thought there would be more ghosts. We'll say that.
Mm.
It's not like, I guess, like you kind of toss a coin when you watch a movie this far back. Is it going to be one of those? Is it going to be one of those?
I don't really know what that meant. What was the distinction there?
This is one of those. I don't know. It's like, first of all, it's not haunted. Second of all,
it's not haunted.
It's not about what you think it would be about, and not in a good way.
Yeah, it's not about what it should be about. No, really.
It's supposed to be about ghosts, and these people go into the haunted mansion and they're like, ah, a ghost. But no, they're like, ah, a murderer instead, maybe. Yeah. And it's okay, so well, I don't know. Did this have to like go to China or something? They couldn't put ghosts in the movie?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, because they tried to like allure to the idea of ghosts, but then turns out that it's not a ghost. At all. So is that just
worse than a ghost?
Yeah, I was hoping for this to be like a fun, silly, goofy sort of haunted house movie, but it's like a game of Cluedo.
Yeah,
and that isn't necessarily like bad. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with it like being not what I expected if it was actually interesting. But I didn't feel like anything that was happening was very interesting.
No, not really.
Some of it was. I felt like for me it kind of dipped and drabbed a little bit, if that makes it. Like, some of it I thought was quite interesting, and then it would get to the point where I was like, okay, I'm bored again.
Yeah, I lost
my
interest.
And it did that kind of
quickly.
like over and over again, basically.
Yeah, it's I guess if it's like the original haunted house movie, I guess that's something, but it's not haunted. It's not.
No, I think that's what was the most disappointing, was that it just turned out not to be anything to do with what the film was. You know, that it was going in one direction, then it just kind of like U-turned really quickly, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah. This film is just not what you said it was going to be, but okay.
Not even in a way that it like made sense as well.
Yeah,
like,
no, it made no sense.
Because at the beginning, they're like, oh, this house is haunted. We're going into a haunted house. And they show ghosts. They show the ghosts.
Yeah, they do.
And they're like, no. That's just the groundskeeper, and she's just she's just a bit creepy.
I love that. And they're like, she's like, blind, you know, it's all right.
It's like, no, because like you watch her walk, and it was like she was
gliding.
She was hovering. Yeah. Her, she wasn't rising or falling at all. She was just like on a skateboard
or
something.
She had her arms out. Like, how do you explain that?
Okay, so what? I guess she was just like that.
She's just weird.
Yeah, she was just a weirdo. I don't know. I don't know how they explain that. I don't get it. And all these like, and all the stuff that's like supposed to be ghostly is actually just like elaborate traps and rigs. And then like, yeah, I don't know. I wanted more haunting, and I wanted more like of a presence. But they don't, because there's no ghost. There's like nothing, because they know there's no ghost, so they don't have to do anything with it. It's just like, oh, it's just people. You got like and all these characters are like dull, or like they're annoying. They scream too much. They have no idea what they're doing. Because it's like, it's one that like hinges on like its plot, like its premise,
yeah,
its basic premise, and they're like, just do that.
Yeah, but
who's going to say no? Because it's the first thing that ever did this. Doesn't matter if it's like kind of shitty.
But the premise isn't even the premise. I don't know. I just feel like I got cheated. That's what I feel. I feel like I got cheated out of a good ghoul movie.
Yeah, good ghoul movie. Maybe it was because there was a house on Haunted Hill, but it wasn't a haunted house on the hill. They'd like bypass the ghost. They bypass the haunting.
Yeah. The hill is haunted.
Yeah. Nothing else though.
Yeah, that I found that one line a bit weird though, but I don't know whether I just misunderstood it, where they were like, oh, they will have to find the house on Haunted Hill. And I was like, they're in the house on Haunted Hill? Did I?
That was like right at the beginning.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't understand what they meant by that. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to find the house.
It's like,
I'm like, oh man, I hope they find the house.
That's all I
And then the next shot, it's like they all just go into the house. I'm like, well, I guess they found the house.
Yeah. I thought it was like the most redundant line in a movie ever. He's saying it as they're driving into the house. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, they're like introducing all these people. And it's like, is this guy, he was a guy who did some stuff. Here's this other guy. He's a bit of a weirdo. Here's this woman. She is a freak. Like the point of introducing characters in that way, I think, is for them to like stand out or like do stuff and like interact with each other in different ways, and different dynamics could like bounce around with like, oh, you put these two people together, they could be like this, or they put these other two people together, they could be like this. But they're all like really boring characters.
I could tell them apart.
They all just like be the same. They were written by the same person, because there's nothing that distinguishes them aside from like one screams a bit louder than the others.
And a bit more, and one's very much annoying.
I did really enjoy that introduction bit. It's just a shame that none of the characters really have any personality at all.
Yeah, I was kind of like putting all my hope into that. I was like, oh, okay, that actually sounds kind of interesting. This guy sounds kind of cool. That guy sounds kind of weird. And then they all get together and they may as well have not even bothered. Like, at all. Okay.
No Knives Out.
Yeah, like that one guy who's like really adamant that ghosts don't exist, and then just, I don't know, like, aren't they, isn't the whole point of that, like, when you introduce them like that, they're meant to change their mind, like, oh my God, ghosts do exist, but he was just like, yeah, man, ghosts don't exist, they never will, fight me.
They all thought that, like, the ghosts were there, right?
Well, so all of them except this one guy who said they weren't.
But, like, the guy who, like, sets it all up, the millionaire, who's like, also, I'm going to give you all these guns. Here, you each get a gun. All right, what are you gonna do with that? Shoot the ghost.
That's what that guy said, though. He was like, this isn't going to work on the ghost. And I thought, good point.
So the only reason it was there for them was for them to shoot each other.
Yeah, it was going to become horrific. A gun party.
Like, God, dude, why did you do that? Why did you do that, but like, why did nobody else go, what?
Yeah,
like, why are you giving us guns?
A suicide murder party.
It's not worth it, really, in the end.
Just weird.
No, not at all.
I know 10,000 is a lot of money back in the day, but
it was probably a lot.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like the 40s?
But I'm not forfeiting my life for it.
50s.
Back in the 50s. I'm not forfeiting my life for that.
And did they even get the money? I remember at the end when it ended and Chris went, did they even get the 10 grand? I was like, I don't think so.
Nice. He just walked off.
Yeah.
That's, just a bad ending as well.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that it just ended.
Yeah. All this stuff gets
very
introduced and then paid off sort of in a way. Well, they think they're paying it off. Oh, it was the millionaire. He was in on it the whole time. And then they were like, well, I guess we solved that one. But he was still alive. And then they were like, okay, the end.
Yeah, then it was literally, like, it literally
not even
just
like
ended.
The end, they all get the money. And also not even the end, they all leave the house. Like, you've got to stay in the house for the whole night. And there was no, like, they all just, it ends and they're still in there.
Yeah,
like, how did they leave?
Yeah, was it morning by that point? Was it still the middle of the night and the story just doesn't finish? Or were they still alluring to the idea that all the ghosts, quote unquote, are going to kill them before the morning is here? I don't know. I felt unsatisfied.
You got to be a goddamn moron to like go along with this as well.
Yeah.
All these people are idiots. Like, oh yeah, okay, I'll stay in a house for... for 10 grand
overnight.
I might
do it if someone offered me a million.
Yes.
Yeah, but then they're like, oh, here, have these guns. Also, let's go into the basement. Here's my acid pit.
Oh,
and then you'd be like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
I do think that it's really fucking stupid how they managed to just like pull up this like whole vat of acid, and not at one point did anyone think we should really put this lever back down and like not have this exposed acid pit here.
Yeah. Hey, here's my,
they just left it open.
Here's my pit. You're like my pit of acid. Sure. Right, next thing. And like, it gives them the opportunity to leave as well. He's like, anybody want to leave? They can go now. And only one of them say, yeah, I want to leave. But it's like, but then they weren't even allowed to leave. And it's like, okay, what was the point? And also, like, why didn't more of them say, yes, I want to leave? You've just given us all guns. And there's this one guy who's like, the ghosts, man. They're everywhere. This place, a person has died in every room. This is crazy. The ghosts are real, man. If I was with that guy, I'd be like, I'm getting out of here. You're getting out of here. You've just given this guy a gun. Like, I'm not staying here. The threat is not the ghost, obviously.
Yeah,
it's like
the threat is this man.
Just like getting a bunch of unhinged, insane people together and then giving them all guns. It's like, what the fuck? It's like the Purge or something.
It'd be like that. I think that lady would do my nut in the most. One that was like screaming constantly, and I was like, I can't be bothered to deal with this.
How long are they in this place? Like 10 hours or something? Eight hours?
It's a long time.
Jesus Christ, that is a long time. Just hear this same woman scream a bunch. just this one guy going, go, a ghost. Just like, oh God, please, man. It would drive me insane. It almost did. I was so bored because nothing was happening.
It was quite disappointing because I was all hyped up for it when it first started. I was like, oh, this sounds fucked. This sounds amazing. They dicked me.
Disastrous, man. Honestly.
It was pretty lame, but...
I wanted to watch a bunch of old people scream a lot and get nothing done. I just watched a fucking House of Commons debate.
They're all no a bunch point. Of ghouls, to be fair.
All a bunch of ghouls. What was up with like the dynamic between like the guy and his wife who like fucking hated each other? But then
that
at the
was,
end,
that
like,
was
oh,
really
yeah.
bizarre that they
at
are.
At the end, they pull the Diablo leak and they're like, oh, it's actually.
Do you know what they remind me of? It sounds really weird, but like, you ever been on like, I don't know, I've seen them on like videos and stuff before, like, you know, like mum Facebook where like it's all the like cis couples that are like, God, yeah. I hope my wife's in the garden buried underneath the rose bed. Ha ha ha. And that's what it reminded me of. Their dynamic was like, I hope you die, LOL.
Ah, you remember the fun we had like, when you poisoned me?
Yeah, like, I was like phantom mm-hmm. threading everyone. This is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
It was weird.
So, like, the reveal is that actually they didn't hate each other. They liked each other and they were doing all this, so like, I don't know, money or something, or just like torture people. And then it's like, okay, so if you actually liked each other, why were you like at each other's throats when you were all alone in the room? Like when it's just you two, why are you like, oh, I fucking hate you, you
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, that
it's
was like, really weird because it didn't make any sense outside of what was everyone like listening or what? Was there like some...
They didn't know shit, man.
Yeah, I'm so confused about it. But I just spent the whole time thinking about, really, sort of unrelated, but there's that Simpsons episode where they do the egg thing and Marge phones up Vincent Price. And I was just thinking about that the whole time. Like when he's doing his impression on the phone, and he's like, I thought you were dead. And he's like, no. And he does it in that like fucking voice. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was a bit of that guy in him.
I do actually quite like Vincent Price in the movie. Not his character.
He's strangely charming,
I just like his
though,
performance.
I think
he is quite charming, but he also kind of has a bit of a creepy edge to him as well.
I think it works for the movie, but I think that's kind of where it ends, right? Because if the movie's not really any good, then your performance can only take you so far.
It's not enough to like save the movie and make it completely enjoyable, but...
No. He was cool though. I liked him. I reckon he'd be good in some other movies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was feeling like he's the sort of person I feel like he's got a lot of charisma, he'd fit really well in like something that's actually good.
Yeah, I liked him. He had a cool mustache.
He did. Yeah, he did. He fit the vibe.
Yeah,
whatever
the vibe.
That vibe is.
For a better movie.
Yeah.
He's good in Edward Scissorhands, although he's like barely in it.
See the guy who makes him?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
He is good. I like him a lot. Yeah.
What?
I thought the music was a bit OTT.
I don't remember the music, really.
Because every time, like, I guess they need it to be, like, it's a horror. It's scary. These people are scared. So every time somebody, like, gets scared or is about to get scared, the music will just, like, rise and it will, like, be really loud.
Crescendo.
And, like, yeah. It will... Not even crescendo. It'll just be there.
It'll just stay there.
It's like, okay, this is a bit much, I think. But... You know, this early on, I guess they're like, it's a horror, music, scary, go. No, just keep it at that level because the people are scared. Yeah. How will they know
to
that
be scared?
These people are scared past all the screaming that they do if we don't amp up the music a lot?
And that's true. You've got a good
I've got
point,
a bit of grating.
Yeah. I feel like it's quite gimmicky in that sort of sense. Like the film starts with jump scare, just like black screen suddenly screaming out of nowhere.
Yeah,
but that's what I expect from a movie of this like decade and caliber. Yeah. This is exactly what I expected.
The director
it to be.
Was like kind of one of those who he loved his gimmicks. He loved like playing with the audience that.
That's the thing though. It wasn't gimmicky at the time though, was it? That's like he was probably
a showman. So he loved doing like crazy stuff like that. Like he's got a film called The Tickler. And when they screened that, there was like some of the seats in the like cinema were like rigged with like an electrical device that would give you like a little electric shock.
That sounds horrible.
What the fuck?
What if you had a pacemaker or something? That'd be like absolutely god awful.
This is Shrek 4D.
Yeah, he loved doing like really like crazy gimmicky sort of stuff like that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I kind of respect it. Yeah.
do respect that a bit. Yeah.
Mm.
Thought like some of the parts were like not that bad, honestly. I didn't like think it was like completely without merit because it is doing what it's doing for the first time. Some of the like the effects were quite interesting. I like the how they got the woman to like just sort of hover, as much as it didn't make any sense. I thought like this, there was a shot where like there was a rope going upwards and then like a body hanging from the rafters, and I thought that was quite cool.
That was interesting.
Wow, that was awesome. How do they do that?
Oh, well, and then you would see plastic skeleton with string hanging on.
Well, actually, it wasn't a plastic skeleton. Apparently, it was a real human skeleton.
Really?
What? Yeah, because it
was hanging up with string?
Yeah, it was cheaper to get a real human skeleton from, like, a science lab than it was to get a prop one.
I thought it'd be too heavy to prop up with string like that.
What? No. Just bones, isn't it?
I thought bones, like, kind of, not heavy, but, like,
easy.
Just string, you know?
Easy, bro.
That's really weird, though. Now that you told me, that's kind of really uncomfortable. But I actually thought that was like part of the shtick. I didn't realize that that wasn't meant to be seen, if that makes sense. Like, I thought it like
the strings.
I thought that was like part of it.
I mean, like, what? Like, if she could have seen the strings when they were coming at her, the skeleton was coming at her, she'd be like, it's not.
Because he came out with the strings, but I thought that was like part of the shtick and we just weren't meant to see them, rather than
with the skeleton on the strings, they had added more strings to it.
They did, didn't they?
Be like, we know you couldn't see the strings before, but actually there were strings on this skeleton here. We've added more strings, but you could see the strings before.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were really obvious.
It's quite charming. I do like that.
I thought it was very, again, kind of its time, like, oh yeah.
Yeah, bit Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, goofy. I was like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping from like the whole movie. Mm-hmm. So when it did have like moments like that, that was like really charming.
Yeah, I think like that part was quite like...
That was my favourite part, actually.
Yeah, that was probably my favourite part. When she like backed away from the skeleton, she was like, begone, devil! And then she, she like almost tripped into the acid pool and she like steadied herself. She was like, oh, I'm not supposed to fall in now. And then... I was like, okay, so if you know that the acid pool is there, why don't you move to the left a bit? And she's like, no, I'll just stay here, right next to the acid pool. And then the skeleton like pushes her into the acid pool, which is, I don't know, if it's just like a skeleton on strings, how do you like push it?
Yeah.
How do you make the skeleton push a woman?
I think there are so many questionable things about what each of these people do. Because a lot of it's just like logic, like, you know, if you're about to trip into something, you would... why didn't they just put the lever down? How easy would it have been to just put the lid back on the
nobody could have fallen into the acid pit.
Oh, it's so stupid. It's so goofy.
Not goofy enough. More goof, please.
No, I would have liked a bit more goof.
Yeah.
That part just upset me because I just thought, well, you deserved it then, really, for going back to the same spot you nearly fell in. Like, why did you do that?
Nora kept being gaslit. We were like seeing a bunch of shit, like a head in...
Everyone was like, no,
you
ain't.
...room, like a severed head, or like a woman that just hovers. And then she'd be like, look at this, the hovering woman! And then she'd be like, there's no one here, Nora, you dumb idiot. And she's like, look! The head! Examine the head for yourself! And then they'd be like, there's no head here, Nora. You're an idiot. And she'd be like, no, please, I am telling the truth.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad for her.
But not too bad, because she was very annoying.
She was so...
It was one of those.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of shouting that happens in this movie. They didn't really care for.
Yeah, like, I had a lot of faith in her, but I also wanted to watch this film on mute. Yeah. I was like, I cannot be bothered to listen to her anymore.
Sees a ghost... Outside, okay, so first of all, how did they do that? Because the woman, they were like, my wife has been killed, she is dead now. And then, like, Nora's like, I see your wife's ghost outside the window, but it's like, how are you doing that? Because she's like floating in midair.
Yeah, so she like, must be quite high up as well.
But then also, like, there's a rope that, like, she casts towards Nora, and it's very slow, the rope. And it like sort of ties itself around her ankles, and she just sort of like stands there stock still while this rope ties itself around her ankles. She's like, oh my God, the rope. And it's like, wouldn't you just move? Like, it's very slow.
This is what I mean.
Just stands there screaming, no!
These characters do something.
The rope! It's, not for me. And, it's one of those, you know. It is. It's one of those that's like quite renowned, but when you get to it, not much.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those, I feel like, probably for its time. Like, at the time, it was probably, like, mm-hmm. insane, but now I don't think it really holds up that well.
Yeah. Some do. Some, like, really, really do, but this one was not one of them.
No.
Sadly.
This, it could have been, though. It could have been.
Mm. This is a movie that's in the public domain.
Yeah.
Because apparently the people who owned the copyright, like, failed to renew it or something, so it just fell off into the public domain.
Woo!
When was that? That would explain the remake.
Mm-hmm. It's ours now, sucker. We got it. Rewrite this one.
Sure, what out of?
Tell me. Nora's?
I guess so.
Oh, I thought Chris was going to come up with one.
I was trying to think of something. Mm. I just couldn't.
Do a theremin.
Theremin, okay.
Like, every time they, like, woo, play theremin, there's a subtitle that says, ghostly voices. Whoa.
I did like...
They sound exactly like theremins.
I did like the subtitle, Something's Going to Happen. That one cracked me up so much. I was like, how is that a sound? What does...
Yeah. You know, the Something's Going to Happen sound.
I love that.
Yeah, I think this was clearly quite influential for its time. It just doesn't really... I don't think it has aged well at all. Didn't really get a lot of enjoyment out of it, but there were a few parts that I had fun with. Just wish it was maybe a little bit more goofy and less slow. It was like 75 minutes, I think, and it felt a lot longer than that.
Mm.
And give it 5 theremins out of 10.
Yeah, not for me. There are better horrors from this sort of time that I would recommend over this. But yeah, not, yeah, it's, you know, you toss a coin. This one didn't land. 4 theremins out of 10.
Yeah, maybe worth a watch if you only ever watch it once. If it is the so-considered classic, but again, whatever. 5 theremins out of 10. Oh, I like that. Cool. That was kazooey.
Wait, what?
That noise you made was very kazooey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were saying like
the movie was very kazooey.
I thought that was like
the
Diary of a Wimpy Kid's catchphrase or something.
Oh, my God. That So me and Chris were at Southsea Castle yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
And there was this guy dressed as the Diary of a Wimpy Kid thing. And
yeah, it was really creepy.
So fucking scary. And that was the Halloween treat that I really wanted in my life.
Nice.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Speaking of horrible things and stuff like that. I picked a movie and it was called Mad God. It's from the other year. 2021, that one.
The other year.
2022, wherever you want to, whenever you want to say this came out, I have no idea.
I think it came out this year in the UK.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, I'll have to look that up later. But yeah, Mad God.
Mad God!
Directed by Phil Tippett. This is a pretty wacky movie. I'm not too sure how to describe it.
Mm.
It's a weird one. Weird, like, stop motion animation mixed with live action. This guy, he descends into a world of madness.
It's like a dystopia, right?
Yeah, into a dystopic sort of strange world where
hellscape.
Everything is going insane. It's sort of, I guess you could say it was like hell. Different strange little creatures going around and killing each other and being subjected to torture.
The fun stuff.
There's really no dialogue in this movie, so the story is whatever you sort of think it is.
I guess it is interpretable, isn't it, I suppose?
Very much so, yeah. I think, very experimental, very strange, and very vibrant in its colour palette and all the gross imagery and, like, disgusting, slimy stuff going about.
Very gross, yeah.
It was very interesting to watch. I thought I wanted to watch this for a while. I think it's one that's probably going to divide people. Like, on one end, undeniably, the craft is insane.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever debated that low. Like,
on the other end, what is this about? Or like, if it has a story, is it the sort of thing that hooks you?
Yeah.
For me, I had a very good time with it, honestly. But more because I was in like that headspace of like, just let this do what it wants to me, and like I get out of it, I'm like, whoa,
like, you're just immersed.
I've been punched in the face by art. I got out of that and I was like, with no solid expectations, how could I possibly be disappointed?
I mean, yeah, no, you got a fair point.
Yeah, so I had a pretty good time with it. What did you guys think?
I've seen it before. I think I watched it earlier in the year. I think it is like incredibly technically incredible. Like you can tell it's a passion project and a lot of heart and time and just love has been put into it. But it is kind of hard to really follow what's going on, I feel like. I don't really kind of get what he's trying to do with it. I don't really connect with the story at all. What I think it's such a like marvel to look at, and I think it's like a really well made movie. I just struggle with it.
Yes, yeah, it's quite incredible. Like when you think about the time and the manpower and the dedication and all the other stuff that you have to put into making a stop motion in general, it's actually quite impressive. Especially when it's very creative as well. Like it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very creative. Like everything is so like in you're just looking at stuff and it's just insane. Like a lot of it is like a lot of it is really cool. Like visually, it's a beautiful little disgusting movie.
Yeah.
But after that, I kind of again I've heard that this movie was originally split into like three different shorts, and I actually think it probably would have worked better as a mini series rather than one long continuous movie that has.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff so every like stuff is happening, but there's like they don't join together, like you know what I mean, like it's a series of events that are happening, but I don't think any of them are joined together. Therefore, if you split them up into a mini series, easier to digest and easier to understand, I think. But I think the whole point of it was like they did this whole Bible quote from Leviticus or whatever at the beginning, and I was like, let's go to the hellscape, let's see the dystopian hellscape for what it is,
written like shit.
So hard to read. It took me so long to read it, and it wasn't even up for that long, and I was like, I can't read this.
It's like, what is this? What is this? I have no idea. Scrolling like Star Wars, I was like, what is this font? What are you doing?
I respected it. I think, so I was, again, I do this thing where when I sit there for ages and I'm like, on a film like this, I kind of go, I see the best reviews, and then I'll go see the reviews that are more similar to how I feel about something. And I'd be like, how is to best describe what I'm feeling right now? And everyone is, like unanimous in the whole, like, this is one of the most like visually appealing movies ever, even though it's kind of disgusting to look at. It's beautiful. It's a masterpiece. But then everyone was just kind of like, but it kind of sucks. And I was like, I wouldn't say it sucks, but I just feel like for me, there was nothing to grapple onto because I'm just watching a succession of events.
I guess.
With nothing happening. And it was just one thing after another, after another, after another. And I was just like, this could have been 20 minutes and it would have been absolutely amazing. But it went on for too long. I just was like, I'm not into this anymore. About 40 minutes in, I was like, I don't want it to be over, to be honest. Mm. But I loved looking at it, but I wasn't interested in it anymore. I was just like, oh, okay. What else is gross? What else is going to come up?
Yeah, I didn't think it sucked at all. I thought
people were really harsh about it.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah, there was people
mad
like
to say that.
Yeah, there was this one review I was reading that was like, I don't know why this is rated so highly. I think all you people on this app are like have like really weird taste, and to be honest, it's not even that good. And then started talking about how like it's like really boring and grotesque, and I was like, it's meant to be grotesque though. Like that's like the whole point. I mean, I reckon you could view it as boring though, personally, because I actually was pretty bored, I won't lie, but I wouldn't say that's a bad thing by any means. I mean, I mean, I would because I didn't like it that much, but I mean, I think it's one of those that, honestly, if I had watched it in like the, because it was in three parts, if I'd watched it in three different parts, I probably would have got a lot more out of it, to be honest. I just don't think the runtime.
Possible.
I don't think it should have been as long as it is. And that's the only criticism I really have of it. Because if it wasn't as long as it was, it would have been so much better for me, because there's nothing to grapple onto. There's no real story. It's just kind of like this cute little
just vibes.
Fella. Yeah, just vibing around hellscape.
It is just vibes, but I like the vibes. I like what
If you're into it, you'll be really into it. But then a lot of people said that it was an absolute fucking masterpiece. So like, I think it is one of those. It's a bit Marmite-y. It's either you're going to really love this or you're not going to like it that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got the quote from Leviticus, if you want to hear it.
Which bit?
Sure.
The whole thing.
Yeah. It's not that long. Okay. If after all this, you will not listen to me, I will punish you for your sins seven times over. You will eat the flesh of your sons and the flesh of your daughters.
I will destroy your high places, cut down your incense altars, and pile your dead bodies on the lifeless forms of your idols, and I will abhor you. I will turn your cities into ruins and lay waste your sanctuaries, and I will take no delight in the pleasing aroma of your offerings. I will lay waste to the land so that your enemies who live there will be appalled. I will scatter you among the nations and will draw out my sword and pursue you. Your land will be laid waste, and your cities will lie in ruins. Then the land will enjoy its Sabbath years, all the time that it lies desolate, and you are in the country of your enemies. Then the land will rest and enjoy its Sabbaths. And that's that.
I like how that took you about 20 seconds to read, but that thing, it took me like 10 minutes to read it when it was on the screen.
I was like, what does it say? It's all written squiggly. I don't like it.
At first, I thought it wasn't even, it wasn't actually words. And then I just realized that so whoever wrote it just wrote it in the most like bizarre way. And I was like, I was actually squinting. I was like, I don't know how to read this.
It's scarier if it looks like it was written by a child.
True that, to be fair. Although I did like the kind of like every time they did an I, they kind of did the whole like, not New Times Roman, but you know, like the, like the old, ye old, like,
yeah.
Fuck it. And that's why no one can read it because it's all like scripture. But it didn't even look very good, to be fair. But it's whatever. I kind of, again, because of the vibe it was going for, I was like, oh yeah, this actually makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I do think I really didn't enjoy the, I know those bits where, not necessarily like the live action-y bits, but that one particular bit where this woman is like running down the corridor with this fucking weird demon alien baby. And I was like, I hate the way she's moving right now because it's actually kind of funny. And I'm like, I should be laughing at this. The poor lady's crying. And I'm like, just howling at her. Because she's like jogging up and down like she's in the Incredible Bulk or something. She's just like, I was like, fuck it though.
I thought that all lent itself to like this weird sort of abstract thing that it was going for.
Yeah, how again, people, it fit like, the vibe. Move, yeah.
Like people move.
they were like bobbing.
It's all like animated, but when the live action stuff starts to happen, it looks like they're sort of animated themselves in a weird way. That's like being controlled by like strings or something.
I feel like it had to be though, didn't it? Because if they were moving normally and then it just cuts back to like stop motion, I feel like it'd be really janky and look really weird. I mean, it looked weird anyway, but at least it made sense. I was like, yeah, this looks fucking weird, but it fits. As opposed to them just walking normally down a corridor with a weird alien baby. Okay, fair enough.
Now I'm reading this quote and it's not like horrible to look at.
Yeah, that quote is actually
it's kind of metal.
I said it was really savage because I was reading it and I thought that is exactly what a vengeful god would have written, right? Yeah. That is,
it reminds
he's
me a bit of the quote they use in the beginning of Nope, a bit. It's like, it's a lot of like gross imagery and a lot of like horrific stuff.
Is that
that's
also
going on
from
like,
the Bible?
Yeah, it's all from the Bible, yeah.
Well, no, right? The quote from Nope?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so sure. I can't remember, to be fair.
Right.
But a lot of the Bible was actually like really like, what did I say? Gnarly, I think, was the word I said when I read it the first time.
Pretty gnarly. Yeah. Nahum 3:6. I will cast abominable filth upon you, make you vile, and make you a spectacle.
Yeah. Honestly, I think the Bible's pretty badass. Like the stuff that they say in that, I'm like, it's like violent.
A lot of violence in the Bible, yeah. But it's
so
like,
mad.
I think there's like a lot going on to do with like, maybe like religion in this movie, or like maybe like faith, or like the desolation of humanity. And like, look, you could have, like, if after all this, you will not listen to me, I will punish you for your sins seven times over.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened. This is like the reckoning. This is what I feel like.
Yeah, especially
like the apocalypse, literally.
Yeah, that's what I that's kind of what I was thinking, where like, you know, there was like sequences where he was like going to like, fuck knows, I'm going to call it like Desolate Land Number One or whatever, where like the little clay looking men were like killing themselves over and over and over again. And it was like that bit in the fucking Simpsons where they go to hell and everyone's like just jumping off of cliffs over and over again. Everything's Simpsons related, by the way. I could just relate anything back to it.
Simpsons have done everything.
It's true.
But that's just what it reminded me of just like people just like in hell, just like getting killed over and over again, and then like coming back just to die over and over again.
Hellish.
It was like
fucked. These flying like tablets or like monoliths just like fly through the
air.
They
were fucking sick, actually.
Decapitate some guy.
Yeah.
Just, you know, watch out for the flying fucking obelisks.
Yeah,
and they
don't see it. They just keep going. They're just like getting killed.
It's just what it is, yeah. We're in hell. Like, what do you expect?
It's just mad. It was absolutely mad. Stuff like that was pretty cool. But that was like nearer the beginning where I was like still interested in it. This is what I mean. Like if it had been shorter, I would have been like, oh man, that's pretty badass. Pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I loved those bits, like towards the beginning when that kind of stuff was happening. I was like, that is sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just like constantly in awe of it. And I was also thinking about like just different things that I feel like it was inspired by.
Yeah.
It felt like weirdly inspired by Wallace and Gromit. Some of the animation looked quite similar to Wallace and Gromit stuff. A lot with like the diving bells they go down on, that reminded me a lot of like when they go to the moon and the ship.
It's
quite similar type of animation to that.
I guess it's that stop motion like kind of feel like, to it, I suppose.
If you've seen the movie La Jetée, like Chris Marker, that's like a lot of like close-up shots and like sort of gross stuff happening to people. So like when they do these really great close-up shots when like people are getting like surgery or like disemboweled or something, it would quite remind me of all that, just like the grossness of it, and like you sort of see it all, like when that guy, like the first assassin, I guess you could call him, in the gas mask, he like dies, and they sort of take his body apart and they open him up like a book, and
yeah, that was
pull
mad.
A
yeah.
bunch of stuff out of him. That was quite a lot of like close-up shots that I felt were quite similar to La Jetée, and a lot of similar imagery to that movie Dead Man's Letters that we watched for the podcast. A lot of like where that was also set in like this sort of apocalyptic world. There's like a lot of parallels to be drawn, I think, when they're like underground.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was that one when like in the caves
ground.
And stuff?
Yeah. When they're above ground, there's a like parts in that movie where they're just like a bunch of books piled high on mountains, and they also did that in this movie. It's like a really inspired movie, I think, as well as it can like stand on its own. As being the movie that is like, that's the stop motion animated movie that's fucking disgusting and gross.
Oh, it really is. I respected it in that sense though. I like the kind of, they were like, where they go to like desolate land number two, where they have like the neon, like it was like Tim Burton-esque, like mushrooms and stuff around. That was fucking sick. I liked them.
Lovely.
They were cute. They were like the pops of color that weren't in the rest of the movie, because the rest of the movie was pretty much like drab or red. You had like this cool like purple and like orange mushroom thing, and they were really cool. I liked them a lot.
Yeah, they looked like they were from the imagination scene in Willy Wonka.
They did, to be fair. I was getting like Nightmare Before Christmas vibes from them, in the sense that they were like striped, but they were also like Halloween colored. It was really weird.
Yeah. A lot of it I thought was like quite creepy.
Oh, it's
quite But also like just weird. When you get the creepy factor because this stuff is so weird. And it's not like anything I've already seen before in a movie. When I think of like stop motion, you know, maybe I do think about a Wallace and Gromit or a Nightmare Before Christmas, but I've never seen it amped up to like this level, where it's like
grosser,
just disgusting stuff that's coming on, like creepy stuff. Like that guy, he dies and then they like pull him apart, but you only see it from like behind a screen, so it's like silhouetted, and like, oh, that's weird, that's disgusting.
And then people in the audience are like, woohoo!
Yeah, pull him apart! Like blending people up and fucking just the weird creatures you'll see, or like with these like protruding eyes, and like, or they'll be like, because there's no dialogue in the movie, they have to communicate through like weird screeching or screaming, and a lot of that is like really great sound design, but really like harrowing to listen to. Where it's like they really create this hellscape and you feel like you're there, you're in hell. This is probably what hell sounds like.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you're gonna take me to hell, take me to hell.
So much fantastic sound design, where it's like they really thought about it, and like a lot of just weird sounds that
like all the squishing noises. Yeah,
a lot of squishy noises.
Like everything just sounded mushy. It's hard to describe. It was actually really gross. Yeah. Although, if that's the whole point, then I'm for it, you know?
I like the design of that guy as well. The assassin guy that they send down in the air. I don't know if he was an assassin, but that's what it says on like the description.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he was an assassin.
He kind of looks like a badger toad thing.
Badger toad thing.
I can't think of what the things
completely I'm
trying like, what?
I can't think of what I'm trying to, what, I've got a creature in my head specifically that it kind of looks like, and I can't think of what it is, but it looked just like that. And I was
like, Badger Toad. And I'm like, are we talking about the same guy?
the one with the gas mask. It looked like something.
The coat
and I can't
the scarf
what.
And all that. I thought he looked really good. That was like a really inspired.
I thought it was kind
of
cute.
Design. Yeah.
Is that weird? I thought he was kind of cute. I don't know. He was just like,
they feel quite miniature. There's like a lot of them. They feel quite miniature.
Yeah.
It doesn't. This is not a movie that like feels like the characters are life size. When you watch something like a Nightmare Before Christmas or maybe like a Coraline, it feels like you're filmed at their level. And
yeah,
like
definitely.
They are like a human.
Oh, but like
when,
they're
when
meant to be
they're
actual
filming
size.
These, I don't know what it is about them because they're not doing like any like massive overhead shots. Like these people are so tiny, but it's like we're in tiny world. It's like weird.
Yeah, I kind of felt
they feel quite miniature.
Tiny world
like
probably would be
weird
a fortnight.
Microcosm. Yeah, this is what Ant-Man Quantumania should have been. Just weird shit.
Oh yeah, I could have got with a maquette universe for sure.
Yeah. do you like the baby? Like they take the baby out of this guy, and then like, dude, I love that. Plague doctor thing, innit?
Yeah,
like, the big hat. And all the bones hanging from the hat.
Yeah, and it would have
sort
like
of
flailing like,
yeah.
Like
that was so cool.
That was my favourite.
That was so much my
thing.
Vibe.
Yeah.
And then they juiced the baby. I'm like, oh, they've carried this baby all this way, gone through hell and back to take this baby to where it needs to be. And they're like, it's getting juiced.
It's like
no!
Baby venom.
Not the baby.
It was so weird looking.
everything that like happens after that as a direct result of the baby being juiced, mad thing.
Yeah,
mad
the juicy
stuff,
baby.
They juice the baby and then they're like, okay, now it's gonna go into this like 2001-esque kaleidoscope of just a glitter bomb. They're like, here's your they juice the baby. What comes from the baby is like a mad amount of glitter. They're like, here you go, here's some glitter. And then the plague doctor think character is like, yeet. They yeet the glitter into like a void. And then all you see like this like weird kaleidoscope of colours and just like batshit stuff. I was like, this will never end. That was at a point where I was like, this has gone on forever and it's never going to end, is it? But I'm just like watching all this like this cascade of colour coming at me. I'm like, I kind of like it. I don't even like mind. Maybe it won't end. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like here forever now. I don't know.
Oh, once you're in the movie.
Yeah.
You are here.
It was great. I loved all that stuff. Just like all the colours. I'm like, how did they do that? I feel like, I don't know if it was like practical because a lot of it felt quite digitally made. But like if they did it practically, that would be like insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, it did remind me a lot of like 2001. I think it's probably what they were trying to emulate in a type of way as much as like, I don't know what it serves.
Yeah, I think so. Well, obviously you've got like the monoliths towards the end, which I think are like direct references to the ones in 2001.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just seeing like this guy who goes past a graffiti that says, Joe is a retard.
Yeah, I like that a lot for some reason.
I like
that
one.
Cracked
yeah,
me
that's
up a
quite
little bit.
Funny stuff. I like how he just sort of goes around in his little car, just sees like the annihilation of hell. Like noose going off and fucking is like going down an endless staircase or something. I'm like, it's like mad. Yeah. This is a mad god type stuff going on. Crazy. And also like the very last shot was just like the bunch of these assassin guys, or I guess were like clones or whatever. They got sent down in the pod in the diving bell, and then like the guy who was like commanding them, he just sort of like looks down the hole. It's like, okay, and it just ends. I'm like, okay, well, I guess they don't know what happened. Down there, you just like send the other sensor. They would like they'd done this over and over again. They just send more guys down there to do what? I don't really know. I have no idea.
I did like the fact that they were like, cool, G.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it just cracked me up.
Got to send the next guy. I don't know. Something. Maybe that's something to ponder. Like, send a guy to hell. Don't know what's going to happen. Something's going to happen, but we will never know about it.
Yeah.
It like introduces the movie with like a bunch of gnomes being squashed as well. Like the guy who like walks around and it's like, oh, look, gnomes. And he just steps on the gnomes.
I felt sad for the gnomes.
Poor gnomes. Yeah. I liked it a lot. I got a good Halloween costume idea out of it. So why not?
That's what you
mean.
I mean,
that would be pretty cool, to be fair.
And if nothing else, thank you for that. Should we rate Mad God then?
Yeah, sure.
Out of what?
Out of juiced babies.
is a movie I definitely respect more than I actually enjoy. I was hoping I'd get a bit more out of a second viewing, but I kind of felt the exact same feel any different, unfortunately. But yeah, like I said, I do have a lot of respect for it. It's clearly a passion project, and we need more movies like this of someone putting literally everything into it. Because I think it took like on and off like 30 years for him to make
it. Yeah, I heard it took forever because didn't someone do a review on it?
Yeah.
Someone we watched.
But I think he originally, when CGI came about, he was like, right, I'm not going to make this anymore. And then it was like a Kickstarter that got it funded in the end. He changed his mind like a decade ago.
Wow.
There's clearly something that he
wanted to do for forever.
He's wanted to do his whole career. So have a lot of respect.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go him.
Yeah. I'll give it 6 juiced babies out of 10.
I don't like this rating system. Okay.
It's a movie that feels like the people are small. You go into the tiny world, but also it's one that feels very vast, and like a lot of time has been pumped into it. There's so much going on. I feel like if you were to watch it again, you probably notice a lot more in terms of like what they're doing with the animation. I love movies like this because it's solely a vibe. I have no idea what's going on in the story. I have no idea what it's trying to tell me, but I enjoy the journey. I just had a really good time with it. As much as I felt towards the tail end, maybe this needs to pack up and end a bit. But up until that point, I was having a very good time. And I was never bored, I don't think. I was never like, ugh, this keeps going. Because they were always sort of showing me something new, something else, with all the animation and the weird sounds and squelching. I had a really good time. Like it a lot. Thank you, Phil. 8 juiced babies out of 10. No.
I really don't like this rating system. It's very gross.
Woo!
But it's very fitting.
It is, yeah.
Again, I'm kind of with Chris on this one in the fact that I definitely admire it as a art piece. Like, if it was on in the Tate on mute, I would be like standing there for at least 20 minutes going, mm-hmm. Oh God, this looks quite interesting, doesn't it?
It's one of those
stop motion esque type thing. But unfortunately, I kind of did find it quite repetitive in the fact that it was just kind of constantly just do it. It was just basically showing me more gross things one after another without really giving me any kind of grapple. But other than that, it was very beautiful. And I think if someone had it on loop in the background at a party, I probably wouldn't complain too much.
Yeah, it's a good one for that.
Yeah.
There you go, Max. Halloween party idea.
Maybe.
Birthday party idea. Excuse me. I'm hijacking this operation now. Until then, 5 juiced babies out of 10. I really hate this rating system. Speaking of hating the rating system, that's right. I'm going to let... it's all right. I can carry on talking. We'll just let Max do his thing. So I'm going to introduce my movie. So I picked a absolute family favourite, Urban Legend from 1998, directed by Jamie Blanks. Basically, the film is exactly as it sounds. There's a school campus that has a serial killer that's on the loose and is inspired. All the kills are based on urban legends. And it stars Jared Leto and some other people. Such a bad.
I mean, you're not wrong, it does.
No. It's also got Robert Englund in it, who arguably was probably one of the better actors in this movie. And it also coined 2 sequels, which I had no idea about until I picked this movie, went on Letterboxd, and it said related films. And I was like, sorry, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think they're both straight to DVD ones, so they're probably going to be really bad.
I know,
like all of those straight to DVD horror sequels were.
So the second one's called Final Cut, which makes no sense because that one came out 2 years later, and then there's another one that came out 5 years after that. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they used to do shit like that all the time, though.
It's so funny. But that is the premise of the movie. I basically picked it because I'd forgotten all about it. Dead Meat did a video on it, and I was like, oh my God, we used to watch that film all the time. And to be honest, I think it's another Telstar moment. If I'm honest, I think that nostalgia and my family should not be allowed to pick movies anymore.
And yet you constantly do it. You do it consistently.
I want to prove it wrong one day.
This wasn't it.
No.
No, if I'm honest, I think I might have run out of nostalgia movies, if I'm honest. Yeah. Okay. It's a lot. If it is the last time, then can we go out on a bang, please, and just slate this movie? Go ahead, please.
Dreadful.
I think the only reason I ever watched this film growing up was because Jared Leto was in it, and I always think he was so cute.
Right.
I swear, that's the only reason. I couldn't have actually liked this movie. My mum was like, "Oh, Chris, you're gonna love this movie. It's so cheesy. It's so stupid. It's like Scream." And I went, "It's not like Scream, Mum."
No, she was like, "Yeah." I mean, it is like Scream.
Yeah, it's trying to be Scream.
Yeah. I kind of went, "Yeah, if it wasn't as good." And then she just looked at me and went, "You'll definitely like it, Chris." And I said, "Max is gonna hate this."
She said,
like, shit.
So Darcy's mum was talking about this yesterday. She said that she preferred it to Scream. She thought I'd love it.
What?
The hot take that my mum has is that you guys will love it. It's better than Scream. And I said, it's not Scream.
It's not better than Scream.
So I said, my mum doesn't like Scream though. So I felt like that was not really a fair
Scream
to me.
Is a masterpiece. I'll say that right off the bat. This is not that. This is just another one. It's so terrible. It's just another fucking one. It's not good. It's not entertaining. It does everything wrong. I've seen a million of these things. Of course it was going to be like this. Of course it was. Oh, you know, I watched this with my mum back in the day. I thought Jared Leto was so cute. It's like, yeah, it's going to be one of those, isn't it?
And this is one of the reasons why, as I kind of hate picking them in a way, because I get my like nice family nostalgia destroyed right in front of me and my heart gets torn in half. But at the same time, it is so fucking funny to listen to everyone go, "Jesus Christ, what the fuck was this?" And I'm like, yeah, you're right, actually. What the fuck was it?
It's not funny anymore. Stop doing it. Too many times, Darcy.
I don't have any more of these.
You better not.
I don't.
I know you'll think of something.
The only one.
You will.
The only other one is Matilda. And everyone fucking loves Matilda. So
yeah, Matilda is a good one.
Yeah, that is the only other one that we had. So don't worry, it's over now, as far as I'm aware. Until my mum goes, "Do you remember that other film we used to watch?" And I'll be like, "Oh, I've got to stash that one away."
Yeah, it's just a pretty generic slasher movie. Doesn't do anything interesting.
I don't even hate it though, to be honest. It's shit.
Why not?
I don't hate it. I just don't think it's good.
I don't know. I actually don't know. Maybe it's the fact that I used to have fun watching it with my family.
I don't hate it simply because I've seen slasher movies that are so much worse than this. So I used to be like huge into slasher movies as a teenager, so I would watch like every like franchise that I could. To the amount of like really like bottom of the barrel dog shit slasher sequels I've watched, it's like makes this not look like a masterpiece, but not look like the worst thing in the world.
It's not the worst
thing in the world. That's its problem.
Oh, what?
It's not shit enough.
Oh, it's not.
It's just really generic.
Yeah, it's so goddamn boring. There's no characters. There's no story. There's nothing. It's Scream but worse. It's such a slog to get through. I've seen a million of these things. I don't like slasher movies. I've said it a million times. I don't like slashers. There are only a few exceptions to that rule. This is trying to be that, and it doesn't work. It's just the same thing. And you go like, "Oh yeah, this is one that I loved back in the day." I'm like, okay, first off, that's a red flag.
That is so true, because the amount of times I said that and then you guys go, "Oh, should be a one then."
Yeah, but then I'm like, okay, so what's it about this one then? So I sit there and I'm like, okay, what's this one then? And it's the same thing. If you want to watch people being picked off by, like, I don't know, just someone in a jacket, just someone who has their hood
Kenny
up.
Kenny Parker.
It's not even like a cool...
No.
Like it's a mask, like Scream, or you know, it's just like a guy with a fucking hood on.
It's like almost identical to the costume in I Know What You Did Last Summer. Which I feel like it's also trying to rip off pretty heavily.
I think that film came out around the same time, didn't it? So makes sense.
Yeah. But like the whole like premise of the killer is that it kills people based on urban legend, but it doesn't even really do anything interesting with that. No. I'm pretty sure all the urban legends are just ones that they've created for the movie. So it literally like has no weight.
Yeah, well, they were all real urban legends. I've heard of some of them. Or is it just from this film? I don't know.
But even if you would like, if that was the plot, why would you not make it urban legends that people knew about?
Yeah, exactly. Like, be creative with it. Do something like fun.
Do a Bigfoot one. Do a Loch Ness Monster one. I don't know. Mix it up a bit. But like, I don't even remember like what the kills were. Like, well, oh, here's one urban legend. I microwaved your dog.
And then I think I could probably tell you them in order. Okay. That's how many times I've seen it.
Go on, what was the first one?
The first one was Michelle gets an axe for her head, so gets
beheaded. What was the urban legend?
Oh,
that she was
the urban legend was the one where they go to the gas station and someone's like, there's someone in the back seat, but they don't listen, and then they get killed. Yeah. That one, I've never heard that one, by the way. That one's stupid.
They were in the back seat. That was the urban legend.
That could literally just be a scene from any slasher movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, legit.
What was the second urban legend?
The hanging one, I think it was. I'm trying to remember like the actual order, though.
Hanging.
Where this guy and this girl, they go out in the guy's car and they go make out in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
And then he leaves to go for a piss and then he gets hung by a tree. That's the urban legend. I know, pretty goofy, isn't it?
They get hanged. Okay.
So far, all of these are literally just scenes that could have happened in a Friday the 13th movie or something.
I do feel like, yeah, like the longer it goes, like the pop rock thing was like made in this movie, I'm pretty sure. And I was like, well, the urban legends could have not been anything to do with it, basically, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because like, the urban legend is if you.
It was just like they were like, oh, we need a shtick with this. What are we going to do?
Yeah,
Robert England's like, have you heard about the urban legend where you put pop rocks in your mouth and then you drink Pepsi? And they're like, yeah, that kills you. And he's like, do it then. But like, they're like, oh, what if he's telling the, what if, like, he's saying that it doesn't kill you, but what if it does kill you? It's like, do you really think that a teacher would willingly kill their students in front of everyone else?
Yeah, witnesses. Like,
there's no way that would happen.
No. Dumb
as all
really
hell.
Bizarre.
Why, like, in the first kill, like, the guy pulls the girl into the gas station because he's, like, he's trying to protect her, but he doesn't make it clear that he's trying to protect her, so
he went the
implication
about it the wrong
is,
way.
Like, oh, he's the killer, but then, because they play it, like, so terribly, like, there's no way that he's the killer.
Yeah.
But then, like, wait, why couldn't you have just, like, talked to her, like, while you were walking to the gas station? Why couldn't you have, like, why did you have to, like, wait until she was, like, in the car again and had run away from you because she thought you were a murderer to, like, then shout, there's someone in the back seat? It's like, you could have gone about that a million different ways. Yeah. Everyone in this movie is so stupid. The police are idiots. There's nothing, like, there's the killing of the goth girl, which is just like really badly done. And then afterwards the police are like, oh, it was a suicide, she committed suicide.
Oh, they don't even investigate it.
So riddle me this, coppers, how is it that if you commit suicide by, like, I guess like her wrist was slashed or something?
Both of them, I think, which makes no sense.
Would say that she had committed suicide. It's not like she had like cut her own neck or something. That's just the way you would do it if there was that much blood. So like, how is it that she committed suicide in quotes, but also had the time after cutting her wrists to then paint in her own blood some like bullshit on the wall, like saying like you should have woken up or something. There was like a really long message on the wall, and then they're like, oh yeah, she committed suicide. And then the girl's like, oh, but what about the message? And they were like, oh.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, it's just a morbid suicide note. And I was like, what? So she managed to not only cut both her wrists, which I'm pretty sure you actually wouldn't be able to do if you were bleeding from one severely enough.
Probably not,
got her lifeless, pardon me, her lifeless body up. And do you know how high
while
this wall
was?
This wall was a good seven meters high. And she was just going to lie
over the sleeping girl.
Not drip it. Like, she didn't wake up with any blood on her or anything, like dripping from.
These are the dumbest assholes going.
It's so stupid.
What the hell are they playing at?
That bit was really annoying, actually. Because, I mean, there were parts of this movie that are just annoying anyway. But, like, this was just, like, double annoying because it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, none of it. But, like, this in particular was, like, you surely looked at her and went, yep, no murder here, not on this watch. Nope. No way.
There's a scene with a girl who's on the radio gets killed. But like, she's like screaming while she's on the radio. She's like, oh my God, help me. Ah! And everyone's just like, lol. Wow. She's a really good actor.
Yeah, they were like, she's committed to the bit. Yeah. What the fuck?
Like, nobody else was listening to this, I guess. Like, one person decided to show up. Like, she was screaming so much and like genuine fear.
Mm.
But it's like, everyone's just like, yeah, she's really putting on a performance here. Only one person showed up and she didn't even stop the killer.
I thought it was really bizarre that the initial reaction from the girl in the movie was to turn up the radio show and not go, holy fuck, I should definitely leave right now and not listen to this for another couple of minutes before leaving.
Mm.
At high volume, she was like, let's crank this shit up.
Terrible.
Thought, why did you need to do that?
There was a shot in that sequence where, where like the girl is hiding and they just like cut to like a shot of her breasts and it's like it pans up to like her face. It's like clearly the only reason you showed that was not to show her like it struck with fear. It was to show her tits and then like you pan up to her scared face, but not even like, just half of her face. They stop at like the halfway point of her face. You sort of see like the top of her eyes. What? What a terrible, terrible shot. That was the worst shot in this film. And there are a lot of bad shots in this film. But god damn, just, there's nothing here, man. Your mother is wrong about this. I've said it before and I'll say it again. She's wrong about a lot of things. This is one of them. Honestly. They when it's like revealed who the killer is and it was like her friend, she like gets on top of her, like stabs her in the abdomen. She's like, I'm gonna take out your kidney, like Charlie the Unicorn or something. And then she like stabs her in the gut a bit. And then like the police woman comes in and she's like, die, bitch, or something. And
yeah, something like that.
You know, she gets total because she kept her eye off the ball. And then Natalie, she gets up after she's been stabbed in the gut, in like the abdomen. She just sort of stands there for like the remainder of the scene. She's like, you bitch, I thought you were my friend.
Yeah, I don't know why she wasn't like, in pain
you
the
were
whole
just
time, right?
Stabbed. Why? What? Wait, what? How are you standing up? You're just like bleeding out right now. There's no like medical attention that comes to her afterwards.
No,
you know,
she
was like,
car,
it wasn't
she?
Like just like a graze. She was like stuck. It was like pierced through her.
Yeah, it was like scar worthy. It was like deep.
Then Jared Leto shows up and he's like delivering this fucking dumbass monologue about how he's a great journalist. And then it's like,
like all journos.
She's been stabbed. What are you doing? He's terrible reveal. Terrible reveal.
Yeah, I remember the first time I watched it and I was like, oh.
She's also invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can't die. She cannot die.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah, the bit where she comes back at the end, I was like, ooh.
And then her body was flung out of a window. She fell maybe three stories just onto solid ground, but she was still alive for some reason. And Chris was like, no.
What was that bit that Chris said? It
she's
actually
alive.
Cracked herself.
I'm like, what she do you mean? She just got shot
water.
And then she fell out of a window.
No, it was just that. So she like flies through a windscreen and falls into the water and they imply that that's what killed her. And I was like, how does that kill her, but getting shot and falling out a window that
it's
high?
It's just how silent me and Max looking over at Chris. He's like, fell in the water. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was moronic to say that. I'm like, what do you mean? Of course that'd kill you. If you
that
were to sustain
so
that much damage, it's like, okay, I'm willing to believe that she survived that because she's here and I'm looking at her. But to then have no seatbelt on, the car halts and she flies through the windscreen. She's been shot. She's fallen about three stories. She's gone through a windscreen and she's hit this river. Just bam, massive impact, shatter your bones completely. I'm not sort of thinking like, why would that kill her and not the other thing? I'm thinking like, okay, that thing did not kill her. This thing surely will. And it doesn't have to like then show her body for me to be like, okay, she's definitely dead.
Oh, that was so funny.
Of course she's dead.
And after that, she still survived.
What?
Oh, yeah, no, because the big reveal at the end was that everyone was in the campus like years later telling the urban legend of that story And then she goes, oh, you want to know how it really went down? This is how it really goes. And it pans to her. She then re-enrolls at the uni. I don't know how old she must be for this to happen. And she doesn't age, by the way. I don't know how that works.
I thought that was in the past.
No, it's in the future. They're telling the same story that she...
What?
Yeah. They're telling the story about what she did.
But she died.
She didn't die. That's like that's said, the she's story. Invincible. She doesn't die. She just comes back at the end and is like, no, guys, that's not how it went. Yeah.
No, I just thought that was a flashback. You know, like, because there was no way she survived.
No, that was her.
With no like scarring or anything.
No, she was chill.
She's fine. Wow.
She's not real.
No.
I think that's...
She carried on her role in Dead Like Me when she was like a Grim Reaper who was like dead and like a Reaper.
Pretty sick.
They couldn't be harmed. That she was just one of those.
Yeah.
Just a continuation.
I won't be surprised.
And then this came out and they made that show. Great.
Apparently she comes back in the sequel as well.
What the fuck?
The sequel?
There's two.
What?
We'll talk about when you're in the Le Bathroom.
Yeah, they're both straight to DVD ones.
Well, no, it came out 2 years after.
Which is why I let Darcy... do it rather than make us watch the trilogy.
Oh, well, I was never going to watch
straight
them.
DVD sequels.
Oh, I didn't even know they existed until after I picked it and I went onto Letterboxd to see how
if
long it was.
If this one is bad, they'll be really bad.
I want to know what, maybe I should.
Yeah, and this one is bad. It is really bad.
So this one's 2.8, 2.4 and 1.8. Oh, I'd love to see the other one.
A couple of parts. There was a part where goth girl was online looking like hook up with a guy.
Rooney Mara's in one of these.
Okay, well, I'll watch
it's
that.
It's Kate Mara.
No, Rooney Mara is in one of these.
Well, Kate Mara's in one of those ones. Well,
Kate Mara's in the same one as Rooney Mara.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, yeah, the goth girl, she's online. She says to this guy, they're like chatting on MSN or whatever they had. She says, we'll get along if we're on similar dark paths. What are you into? And he says, lithium. And she says, my kind of guy.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
What do you mean? What a terrible character. Didn't feel bad for her at all. Didn't feel bad for anyone.
No, definitely not.
No.
But how janky is it? Like, I'm in the letterbox goon hole now. Picking away letterbox.
Was there anything else to say about this one?
No, not really.
Right, okay. That's what we're going to do this out of.
Let's do it out of Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rock.
Okay. This is bad.
Woo!
Yeah.
Like I said, I've seen loads of these like slasher movies from this era that are a lot worse. I'd watch this again over quite a lot of those, but it's still bad. I don't really want to watch it again. Didn't get anything out of it. Didn't enjoy it that much. What was it? Pop Rocks?
Pop Rocks.
Yeah. 3 Pop Rocks out of 10.
Shit movie. Shit terrible movie. Thank you again, Darcy's mum, for another one.
Maybe the worst yet.
No.
Don't know,
out of ones my mum's recommended, yeah.
What were the others? Mermaid, Telstar. Yeah, this is the worst one.
Yeah.
This is the worst one.
It's worse than Telstar.
Yeah.
Oh god, yeah. Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, at least it wasn't Outlaw, but that wasn't a recommendation from anyone.
Truly terrible. I had a really bad time with it. I was like tearing my eyes out. It was like watching paint dry. 1 Pop Rocks out of 10.
I didn't even hate it. Justice for Urban Legend. 4 Pop Rocks out of 10.
But not that much justice, because it's, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it is bad. Let's not get it twisted. Cool. Thank you for those. Next week, we're coming at you. Next week for another installment of a little thing we like to call the Sunday Movie Marathon. We've got a special guest, a special returning guest, my cousin Robin. She wanted to pick a movie. So I felt like she's been trying to pick this movie or like come on the podcast for a bit. So I thought, yeah, well, if you want to pick this movie, I'll set up a marathon theme that will center around that. If it's just the one movie. So we're going for foreign horror. We're all going to pick a horror movie from a different country. Robin has picked The Wailing from 2016, directed by Na Hong Jin. So that's what that one's going to be.
Cool.
That Korean?
Yeah, Korean movie.
Ooh.
A long Korean movie.
Yeah, I heard it pretty long, so I'm not very impressed already, Robin.
Yeah, that's that one.
Thanks, Robin.
Do you want to do yours, Chris?
Yeah, sure. I actually changed my pick during this episode. Because I found another one that I wanted to watch on YouTube. So,
oh, a YouTube one. Classic.
It's from a director that I've only watched one of his movies, but he's like a huge director, so I want to watch more of his stuff. Don't think we've talked about any of his movies yet on the podcast. But I picked the 1968 movie from Ingmar Bergman, Hour of the Wolf.
Oh, lovely. Not seen it, but no. I love the guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that is.
Swedish guy.
I'm so uncultured.
Yeah, I've seen Persona, which I really liked, so want to watch more.
Oh, I've heard of that movie.
Gotta
it
watch
looks
all of his movies. Yeah.
He's one of the great. Seals is other Seal. Big one.
Yeah, Seven Seals, awesome. Yeah.
Don't know what that is either.
Cool.
I'm a novice in this film game. You know this, guys.
I'm going to pick a movie I've not seen. Maybe you guys have seen it, I'm not too sure. How long ago you maybe have seen it. It's I think it's Japanese, by Hideo Nakata from 1998, Ringu or Ring. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great movie.
I've actually not seen the original. So I have seen the American bastardized remakes of them.
The American remake is really good as well, actually. I'd say they're, for me, on par.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Cool. Because that is a very rare thing, actually. It's a bit like I watched The Grudge, and that was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my whole life.
We're doing the original, Ringu. Like Pingu, but
like
more of a ring to it.
I like that. I got so fucking sick of looking for a movie, so I've gone for Oxygen from 2021.
Alexandre Aja.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know if it was Aja or not, so I was like, I'm not going to embarrass myself.
French one.
Yes, it is French.
So what have we got? We got Sweden, right?
Yeah,
Sweden, Japan, France, and Korea.
Nice. We've got a nice little palatable.
Nice one.
Mm.
Cool. Watch those. Hour of the Wolf, Ringu, or Ring, Oxygen, and The Wailing. Coming at you next week. Ooh. Any last words?
Newt, newt. Whoa, newt, newt.
I'm a little
I like
Pingu,
that. Little
Ringu
Pingu. I like that. Yeah. That was nice.